But in case you don't know, make I let you know, this is not Fantasy Premier League by the Republicans, powered by Wazobia. Yes, so minister with the top fantasy with Pigeon. I be swore, and I know we'll ask who you be. I know you be. But bros, have fun and also how your life.
Why you go talk say you know who I be?
Not be you, not see where I point to. You're very proud. This is your proud. Small mustache, you don't manage the group.
No verse, no verse, no verse, no verse.
First time on the seat, how you dey feel?
I do alright, I feel good. It is sweet me make I day here. But even though my this thing not to go well, but it still dey sweet me.
You see the switching?
It still dey sweet me.
You wear blue, so you're a fan of what? What club? What club?
I be mind you, fan. No talk that thing where you want talk.
No need to. The tables are already aligning. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
We have a woman. Not me. I be babe, but we have females on this table. And yeah, she come from Plateau. She go pronounce her name so that me not be like say I mispronounce her. Well, Miss Play too. How fat?
I'm fine. My name is Senlong.
Senlong.
Yes.
It's not Palestinian.
Senlong.
Senlonga.
Your name is doing me haunting.
My brother, I'm not Jacob already.
Name is doing me here.
Inha. I guess he speak house. So do me a favor. Look at this camera. Look this camera. Tell us, say, this is not your first time for Fantasy Premier League by the Republicans. And tell us how you feel. In house, 2 seconds.
In house.
Inha. Bona.
So you ni Farunzwana, Football Republic, kuma na murmuring jiki, kuma na jinda.
Aye, moi moi.
Aye, that's it.
It suits me.
It suits me, my brother. See, we love all the languages. We love all the representation. And happy birthday to Nigeria. And don't go bother with the age, because right now, it's senior all of us when we combine together. So, cheers to Nigeria. Now, back to the matter. Game week 7. Can we talk about game week 6? Jacob, in one word, how you describe your game week 6?
Game week 6, now, one of the most surprising weeks ever. Oof. Players we don't expect to perform, now perform. Smith Rowe, Aubameyang. Yeah. Arsenal players come to the fore. It's in pain, Misha. But then,
make what do we do? Arsenal, but it's not going to talk nonsense.
We mean people like this Cody Horse we score against against Man United. This thing they pay me, but then we move.
I go turn to you, Nonso. As today, so the standout performance, Jose, when Mr. Day for inside Wolves. Jimenez actually scoring first
Jimenez
goal.
Jimenez scoring first
man,
goal.
Man. The house one they talk about Aston Villa, 15 points. Jose's one was about 14.
Yeah, Indo assist.
Saka come to the show. It was a show when Mr. Day run street and run ragged on Tottenham. Also, was very shocking for a lot of us. 13 points. Jamie Vardy don't start the score again. He scored three.
Three goals.
And don't forget, say Smith Rowe with the 12 points. Nonso, for you, who be your biggest performer for inside game week 6?
For inside game week 6, my biggest performer now, Jamie Vardy.
Fatty.
Onto the 3 goals when he scored, I know say 2 now for me, 1 for him, when carry give the other people. Wow. Nine problem be that. But 9 give me the highest points for this game week 6. All the other people just, I don't know. As my guy talk, we move.
We move. Man, don't learn. If you combine all of us for you, I don't know, say long. How many points you get this past weekend?
Game 48.
48. You try now? I beg. Give me a chance. Yes, you are doing well. Give me a one. See, I'm not
feeling. I beg, where you team from?
On Saturday. When Saturday game ended, I never got to 20. I abandoned fantasy. My fantasy became a nightmare. Alpha, who be your biggest standout performer for this week win pass game week 6?
Saka. Yeah,
Saka
13 points.
This Arsenal, I guess. And then they look past Arsenal. Even if now goalkeeper they put.
I hear you.
So Saka for you?
Yes, Saka.
Okay, yeah, moving forward from there, I would tell Una say if you be say they follow the tips when we say we drop, a few things came true. Not be like last week when we say everything when we talk was pa. It happened like that, not because we not sabi work now, because all these footballers decrease. Moving forward from there, make we look into game week 7. Outstanding game, so we say go down just before the international break, and wait till they see the players when you want to look out for. Man like Chris Wood go to play against Norwich City. 6.8 million, 9 be the guy Pogri. I feel like it's a good deal. On the other side, you get Aubameyang, 999, it's a meta 9. The guy don't start his score, so I think this might be a good time to want to put some money in. His body movement for that Tottenham game was cool, but you want to watch out and see how far. But did they enter international break? So, Jacob, I reckon Arsenal before international break always want to eat with a bounce, unlike the last one when they go down. They are scoring, so Aubameyang gonna be a bad person to one look out for this one. 999.
Yeah, Aubameyang will be bad, not a bad idea to get. And they play Bright, but then Brighton, they one of the strongest team right now
very
for the,
solid at the
yeah,
back.
Very solid for the back. They don't, but then they get Bissouma.
No, they talk with your full conscience, not their sheep.
Bissouma is not around.
See, yeah, but then no,
not so really Bissouma.
No, excuse me. Salong, you know, say your voice low. Yeah. Near the mic. Because if you don't have anybody, you don't
have full chest. Bissouma is the glue.
Yeah, Bissouma are the glue for their team. But they will not discover over time. See the goal where they score against West Ham for the dying for their last game against Crystal Palace. For the dying seconds of the game.
No way to score the goal.
But they just create for them. And this is not the work for them so far. Hopefully we'll continue against Arsenal. Because I don't like Arsenal, be bad belief for Arsenal. So please, I want to make it continue. And Aubameyang, if you get a chance, he will score. So I hope they hope Saying go score. But
so
then,
Aubameyang
I don't
be your pick for the player to watch.
No, player to watch for me now, Lukaku. From this point forward. From this point forward, Chelsea get like one of the easiest game on paper for the Premier League.
For the next 4-5 games, Chelsea there on easy streets. Yeah. Low sides. And of course, not the Southampton they get.
Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Newcastle, Burnley and Leeds. Name their next run of games.
Brentford not funny.
Any Chelsea assets, suppose they bring them in right now.
Yeah, put all your assets in. For you, Senlong. If you had to close your eye, forget about the fact that you'd be Arsenal fan.
No, we're not even picking.
You're not going to pick Aubameyang against Brighton. So who you want picking?
I would go Lukaku.
Lukaku? You still put on Lukaku. Yes. You have Lukaku in your squad?
Yes. I will captain him.
I captain now, but my captain will get up to 6 points.
No, but this week they expect something.
No, this week my returns will come, my investment will come.
This week!
Oh! Not let me begin the ride. But you're a brewery, my brother. And we'll come out for them, we'll see how far. Who they come out, who they go, because we like to do shading of markets. One by one, they don't they go, one by one, they don't they come. And obviously, we talk about Alonso last week. And we talk about IBC. You want to invest in some Chelsea boys. That boy, sir, price thought they begin, slowly they creep up. And you can understand why for Ismail there. Because if he enter the same form when he do last season, he would get like 4, 5, 6, 7 games. When he say go hot, hot, hot. Then he go come provide assists for the next like 2, 3, 4. And then before he come calm down. Ways, if you have him, he could do something good for you for 6.3 million. Antonio is back on board. I still get him for my squad. 8 million. Rudiger, 5.7. He's saying go come up for Chelsea after a contract expire. But he be like saying he won't raise Italy for how much he go fit a price and he would. So I believe that guy for 5.7, a good buy. 11.7, top transfers in. Not those ones. On the other side, we get our transfers out. Luke Shaw Alonso, 5.5. Is it worthy of that transfer out? Is it too early?
For me, I feel like it's too early. It cost many people points this game week 6. He lose guard very well, but it's still too early. May they just give him small time before they push him come out.
But then don't forget, say Luke Shaw get injury. We're not too sure about the state of him, him wellness. So I think that's why people they rush him out. And also, he never returned. Aside from
against, talk about Luke Shaw now. Don't they think of Alexander? I need to find go replace.
Aside from against Wolves, so he might concede any goal and then he assist. For the second game, third game against what's it called now? We'll win 3-1.
Say when we win.
Yeah,
now you play.
aside from that, Luke Shaw never really give returns this season. My defense look at the defense will go score where they go leak goals. So moving out.
You know about that. So for me, one of the not so surprising things, Senlong now say Ferran Torres, people push around like Ekman fly come out, and in the past 3 games, he never did on the top side for inside Man City. But now when Man City lose to PSG. And forget they win Chelsea. They lose to PSG. That makes you want to think that Pep Guardiola might want to pick this boy back in again. So, is it too early to want to remove a Ferran Torres for 7M?
No, they're supposed to remove him because everybody knows Pep Guardiola in here decrease. Next match, you know, go play him.
Madness, madness, madness. Bamford, everybody, consensus. His time is done. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Bamford, no, not really.
Not really.
You know, if they look for like. But then he's injured again. So, yeah, you can't... you feel come out time. But then... Bamford, na player, we say... They come to the fore sometimes when you least expect. If you feel afford the...
But this isn't a season for Rafinha as opposed to Bamford. And even Aylin...
Even Rafinha is even injured. Rafinha... They play with injuries. Yeah, so, you think they...
If they play that kind of tennis ball, you know they're going to injure. Those guys, they play Chris Mambo.
I swear.
But then they pause. The guy went sing that tell them to pause first. They're not the boys, they go. It's not fair. Ronaldo boys, they pack him out. That's the biggest shocker for me.
Because of him price tag, basically. Now why the price tag at 12.7 right now. And you know if you afford 12.7 when the person they give you weekly return.
You get so Ronaldo they,
I get Ronaldo.
You
come I don't feel come out. Why go come out? See? No, because he no perform for one or two matches. Now Ronaldo, surely perform.
Plus, Lukaku get easier games. Never perform. So you would rather have Lukaku than Ronaldo if you know if you afford both of them together for your team.
But it'd be like say people don't disabi Lukaku tactics. You know, see against Man City, the midfield itself not allow him reach defense.
They play Man City.
They play Southampton. Don't worry, I said Man City play. Don't worry yourself.
Different team, different spirit. Oh yeah, make a move. God, the people are not sick. Kante is sick. They say he get better for
waist. Yeah, he get this. Kante get COVID by COVID-19. So if test positive for COVID-19.
See, anybody when get Kante, take him out of the team.
Go miss the Juventus game, miss the other game for midfield.
And before he recover, he go take a while. Remember what he do Pogba last season. Bound for the knee injury. 75% chance.
Injured. Maguire injured. Bamford injured. And also Alex now the person say he go play say injure.
Then go come back. You play. Like
2 hours. So I feel like the game.
I feel like he ain't go play for this next game.
So listen, they fear me.
The guy I get on one. I don't know what I want to do. But basically, make we pick our captains for this weekend. And it's a big weekend because this is the biggest weekend before international break. And then they'll come serve them all touch. You know, say another international break by November. Yeah. So they go serve them out. Give us double week of games. So make we settle this one. Let's start with the lady from play two. How far can you go? How high is your mountain of a pick for captain?
No, my captain pick will probably be Lukaku.
Lukaku
because Luku. Southampton.
Everybody,
ego chop.
Look, see, I like this picture. If I wear well,
thank you.
Shout out to your MUA. You tried that. No, so far, who be your captain? Not a spy, coffee don't finish. Don't drink all our coffee, finish. You also need one.
If you like, say, I'm gonna leave my captain for Vardy.
For Vardy,
yeah,
I think it's a fair chance.
Yeah, because I forgot Ronaldo, but. Ronaldo, they do just one work. Anyways, now the work with them buy him for, say, making just one score. Yeah, he don't finish. But Vardy go still create chance, go still try score. Yeah. So I go leave him for Vardy.
I think there's a lot of traction in Vardy. That's the trick because Vardy don't start the score. And when Vardy starts the score, everything passes through him. I guess you all know, but...
I go stick to Ronaldo. Especially after waiting up for the last minute for the Aston Villa game. That penalty straight away, Bruno miss. Don't give Ronaldo a chance to pick the ball and step up and play the kicks next time. So, I they hope, say, against Everton, only done the run, say, then they give us PK. So, hopefully, they go... If we get the PKs coming, and then Ronaldo will always be Ronaldo and score goals. So, they expect them to score goals and do the magic when they do. So, Ronaldo, captain for the week. I have changed my mind though, but Ronaldo.
Not
for
me,
now.
You were making sure. This one set me up finish. He can't come out. I can't go do white cards well in the game. Oh my goodness. I go still stick with my Lukaku because you know what God cannot do does not exist. And it's not because I'm a Chelsea fan, it's just because Lukaku is good money, good return. Southampton for house, for inside Chelsea house. Forget that nonsense. What happened with Man City? God punish them. They go bounce back with Southampton. You start at it a pick for me. If I had put money over 2.5, in fact, over 3.5, because Chelsea the best. Yes, that's the size of the show. Thank you very much. Selon, we hope to see you come through again. Of course, Nonso, first time on this side of the world. So I feel for you. I do you.
It's with me.
It's with you. Don't drink our coffee finish. Right?
My body on kulele now.
Not kulele now.
So you're not going to see me here again.
Yeah, because of coffee.
More coffee,
and
more
the director,
sweetness.
Not they give him coffee, they give him water. You're not going to get it again. Selon, such a pleasure. Our first babe. Your impression for Fantasy Premier League so far? Are you going to tie him up?
He did very good.
I enjoy.
I'm happy to be here.
You're happy to be here. Say, I'll be like, for front of Isha. I'm happy to be here. God bless you and the family.
So, you know, ask me my own impression.
Yeah, you won't put out our coffee. Anyway, all together, we will say this one to Nigerians, especially when they watch this content. Happy Independence Day. Whether the ball bounce well for you or no bounce well for you, just stay in the game. And you know what? Hopefully, our referee will be like some Chris referee when we know VAR will blow in your favor and he will smile for you. If you're not fit, Jackpot or something.
Football Republic.